Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey app appreciation for Nathan Wells, Maine, cleaning the pools and the spas. And, of course, Wiggy is heading to Maine, so maybe a little extra cleaning on the hot tubs if you could, Nathan.
Keep those things clean.
After Wiggy leaves. Are you staying all weekend, or what's your plan after the road show on Friday?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Okay. I don't know what the boss man's doing for the room.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, I mean, you can find a room. There's rooms all over the place. Old Orchard Beach, and the missus. I thought you loved it up there.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
We love when you gotta pay. Okay. Yeah, when you gotta pay.
Well,
tend to love it a little bit more.
Well, we'll get to watch game one of the NBA Finals with you on Thursday night at the Cowbell, which is at Rock Row. And forecast looking pretty good. We can get it now when we open up the window world of Boston. Chris Curtis weather window. Curtis,
ooh,
poking his bald head outside. What's it look like out there, Curtis?
Well, looking like a beautiful Thursday, Friday morning at Old Orchard Beach. Going to be in the mid to upper 70s on Thursday. Friday, going to be a little cloudy, but still mid 70s. And then for the cornhole tournament at Old Orchard Beach at the Brunswick, not Brunswick, Maine, it will be 69 degrees, okay, cloudy skies, perfect cornhole weather. And then back here, where we currently find ourselves in the great city of Boston, 60 degrees, sunny, afternoon high of 70.
All right, good. So a reasonable week, as it often is, and then rain when the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be crappy
here
on the weekend.
It's early. It could change.
Right.
It's the hope.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully it changes soon.
Yeah.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So just go to windowworldofboston.com.
Greg, I have a question.
Yes.
What is here first? A nice weekend in the summer or Roman Anthony?
Or Roman Anthony?
I will say Friday night, sneaky nice in Boston. We got like 2 hours. Southie all of a sudden was booming.
Yeah.
It was, everything else sucked. But when we got back that evening, I didn't expect it to be nice. It warmed up, sun came out, everybody was outside.
It was really nice yesterday, too. I did a long walk by the Charles in Back Bay, and it was really nice.
Kind of raw.
Well, it was great to be in Newport, and I know we said it a lot on Friday, and we said it a couple times earlier this morning, but thanks for taking the time. I know how busy everybody is, but those of you who came out and hung out at the Landing on Thursday night, it was awesome to hang out, and same with Friday morning at the Lobster Bar. So it has to be in the running for Best Road Show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
I was given a signed Taylor Swift CD. It's the number one in my mind right now.
I mean, obviously we got a lot to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure Maine will show up and show out this weekend.
Right.
And then we're headed to the North Shore and to Gloucester and to New Hampshire and to Bernie's and to the dive at the end at Lake Winnipesaukee. So I don't know.
Also, night before meal, top notch. 22 Bowens. That might be
one of the best night before meals. It is a great spot. Yeah. This is Scott from New Hampshire. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wiggy. Thank you for your snowball performance and bringing us that Super Bowl. I hate to call you out here, but and this is like Greg called what pot calling the kettle black here. Was I reading between the lines a little too much? Were you implying that, Wiggy, were you implying that if Boss Man wasn't paying for the additional night up at Old Orchard Beach, that you wouldn't be staying?
Yeah, yep. That's
what he was implying.
Yeah, yep. Definitely.
Okay.
Anything that's free, you know that's for me. Yeah.
You ex-athletes, like, you cry poor mouth constantly. And, Greg, you know, with all your generosity, I can't call you out too much here, but you're the same way. You guys get more handouts than anyone, any of us common people, and you throw those little nuggets out there to see what you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I applaud you. I'll probably do the same thing.
No, you're right about that. I mean,
I feel like that comes with helping the region win a Super Bowl. Freebies.
For how long?
Touche.
Until I die.
There you go.
I mean, you don't see Julian Bubbs Edelman running around trying to get a free room at the Brunswick.
Oh, I bet you if Julian Bubbs Edelman shows up to the Brunswick, he's getting more than one free room. How many do you need, Jules?
My guess is Edelman hasn't paid for a hotel room in Boston in a long time.
And I guarantee you, his entourage is way bigger than mine. So Jules probably needs a couple rooms. But hey, he helped you win, you know, what, 3 Super Bowls?
That's right.
I mean,
MVP.
What's that? Wasn't that saying, like, hey, you won a championship, you'll never have to pay for a drink?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that. Yeah. Drink, room, meal. Right.
My guess is you will be able to extend that hotel room zero cost by the end of the day.
You know, I ain't got to see. First, I always get to check and see what the missus is doing.
Yeah, Talina, of course.
You know, if she says, all right, we could stay an extra night, cool. If not, then, you know, gotta go from there. But, yeah.
One year, you played in the actual cornhole tournament.
Yeah, but I got destroyed.
Same.
The first round, you're like, oh, maybe I got a chance. And then once you see them with matching bags and matching shirts.
And they, like, laugh at you. It was humiliating when I played.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're bad.
I think they're very...
They're very nice.
The hardos, like, were
with the gloves?
Yeah.
Yes, the gloves in their own bags. Like, it was humiliating. And so I...
Is that an ick, Courtney? And be honest.
If you have your own cornhole bags, is that an ick?
I mean, it wouldn't be my style, but I think there's...
Yes.
I mean, there are guys who bring their own bags.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they do,
Courtney's right.
And then they say bags in the air.
Yeah.
Is that an ick too?
Yeah, and like sometimes they're taped up, like their arms are taped.
They are not.
Their wrists are taped.
And they wear gloves, like you said, they wear gloves and they got the little elbow sleeve on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's...
I will say this,
they're serious about it.
If you have your own ball, I mean, your own cornhole bags, and you don't win, that is a gigantic ick. Like, if you're going to go all that way, you better win the effing tournament.
Bobes has a set of bags.
Yeah, well, that's perfectly on brand.
Bobes used to be a professional poker player.
Oh, yeah.
Found that out recently.
That's not bad. It's pretty good.
It's hilarious.
Set of bags is next level, but you know when they're next level is they don't just have a set of bags. They also have the jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Because
matching team jerseys.
And they're sponsored by somebody.
What's wrong with that?
That means you know they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when you know, like, those are the big dogs.
Very similar to bowling, I feel. Like, that's same energy. The jerseys look
Ken's
the same.
Yeah. Like, you can get your own ball, like, at the shine. Like, a lot of people like that, you know, spice it up, maybe put Superman on it or whatever.
Yeah.
But they come in, not just their own, matching bags, but then when they have the custom jerseys on and you know it's got the...
I don't know that I've seen somebody tape their cornhole hand up. I think
I have.
Little, really? Yeah.
On core year, there was a guy who had his hands taped.
Oh, really?
Like his wrist?
That's a little aggressive.
I mean...
I see the guy with the elbow thing that they wear in golf, like, you know, so...
Yeah.
Did Steph Diggs have his hand taped up for the boat?
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you what. Every time Mitch puts up that Steph Diggs, Cardi B video... All I could see is that jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Really?
Okay.
Man. Okay, what you say? Yeah. Look at her left cheek. I would say her left hip. There's a little jiggle after
a
slap.
You said cheek.
It's really more of a hip. It's like a handlebar, they call it. She's got a tattoo there. It's called a handlebar.
I mean, is he going to live in Fox in the Foxborough region, or is he going to live in the city, Steph Diggs?
I don't think Cardi B would love Foxborough.
You don't think so?
She was pissed they closed the Red Wing Diner.
Hey, Cardi B, hey, keep it a buck. Cardi B is as hood as they come, so she'll blend right in.
She'll
go to Walmart and everything.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what is there to do nightlife-wise for them in Foxborough?
No, they go to Providence.
Is she a big fan of the Bass Pro Shop?
No, I'm probably not there, but she's a Red Sox fan, and she'll probably be up at Providence in the strip club. So, yeah. Cardi B loves a good strip club.
I bet that they're going to be in Boston. That would be my guess.
Not bad.
Right, I hope I see Cardi B out and about. That'd be sick.
She'd just be like the price of eggs around here, boy.
All right. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you, as always, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
I've been meaning to tell you guys this. That ick bracket was kind of life-changing because I never knew what Winnie the Poohing was. So I was like, you know what? Home alone, got down out of the shower, dried off, threw a t-shirt on, and said, I'm going to try it. Life-changing. I want to thank you, Santo, or Mr. Cox, whoever invented that, and Coco for sharing that. I highly suggest everyone give it a try.
Yeah. Well, I think it was invented by John Cox.
No, it was not.
Is that what it was?
No. I've never seen my dad doing it. Santo actually was caught doing it the other day.
Really?
Yeah. He was brushing his teeth Winnie the Pooh style. Oh, and I said, are you really doing this? He said, I know.
Well, progress being made because he's now brushing the teeth.
He's always brushed the teeth.
Oh, I thought you said something on the show about his breath.
No, I did not.
Oh, I thought I
said
that.
That I feel like his mom sometimes reminding him to brush his teeth.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or asking him, have you done
it? Now you have to remind him to put pants on.
Well, no, he knows to do it, but he was, you know.
He a full-on Winnie, huh?
Yeah, Winnie.
Just t-shirt and that's it.
Yeah. He had socks on, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
It's next level.
Not a look that you like,
oh, well,
assuming.
I mean, he has a nice bum.
Yeah. But you don't want the, do you want the socks on? Or
no, I would rather no socks.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, dear.
The current status of Santo's teeth are unbrushed.
Nope. He's up and at him this morning. They're brushed. Electric toothbrush, too. Thank you.
Wow.
Good morning, everyone. 6:10 this morning, Greg mentions eggs all in one basket, and I'm like, great, now I have to have eggs for breakfast. But when we're discussing Steph Diggs, can we say all the Altoids in one tin? Thanks.
Yeah. We know, I think, speculation that they just were Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
What?
They were just Tic Tacs.
Pink Tic Tacs.
Oh, see, I saw
pink Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Were you defending him or something Saturday? Somebody was outraged.
Yeah, of course I was.
Texter was outraged about your performance.
Yeah, Mego said it's a big deal, or said like the it's kind of an embarrassment for the team and it's a big deal. I don't really care. I think it's a nothing burger. Yeah.
So even if it were, you know, some sort of a club drug, Molly, ketamine or whatever, he's handing it out to women on a boat. You know, it's not a big deal to you.
Is there anybody out there that can prove for a fact that it was, in fact, any kind of drug that is cocaine or a party drug of some kind?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Cool. Nothing burger.
I know, but he just said, what if it was? That's all
he asked. But we'll never know, so
But again, we're just dealing in hypotheticals. The only reason it's a big deal is because some random dude on Twitter goes, yo, that's pink cocaine.
Yeah.
All right.
Like and then over the weekend.
Well, I think there's some evidence floating around when the man is saying, "Don't take too much of it."
Don't take it all.
No, don't take it all. And Greg,
was he saying, "Don't Bogart the TikToks?"
Not could be. All I'm saying is, Greg, there's somebody on the Patriots subreddit that did a deep dive, and it looks, if you zoom in, it is the exact shape, and you can even see the silver top of a Bic lighter, and the bag has a logo from a like local weed dispensary.
Right. Well,
so I'm just saying, that's what the subreddit says.
This is why I love sports, because we have no credibility whatsoever. If this was the Jets, all the people doing a zoom in to find out the baggie would be mocking the loser Jets all day long that you spent $70 million on a disgruntled receiver that's passing out coke on a boat in Miami the day before OTA start. But because he's our guy, we're going to do this like 6-part investigation to clear his name.
No, we didn't care when Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt. We don't care if Stephon Diggs is on a boat.
Of course we mocked the Jets. The Jets when the quarterback dates older women.
Back to Curtis's lead this morning. Do you care that he wasn't around to mentor guys or be a leader on the field or a good example on the field? Do you care about that, Sean?
Not really, because if you're signing Stephon Diggs, this is kind of what you're signing up for. He's a high-profile, number one star receiver in the NFL. Like, you didn't sign Larry Fitzgerald, guys. I'm just calling it as it is.
Okay. His job is to, like, help them with on-the-field stuff, route running.
Right. But he wasn't here to do that.
Well, I mean,
and he's also not a coach. He's in rehab.
Yeah.
Right, but the organization, according to what I was told, had an agreement with him that he would be here rehabbing and be a leader in the room for the receivers.
See, maybe I could see the organization having an issue with where he's rehabbing, right? If they said, we want you to be here rehabbing, you know, 80%
Did
of the
time. Did he look like he was rehabbing on the boat?
No, it probably a day
it's
off.
Called
or
rest. Yeah, it's rehab. It's rest. Know.
But his workouts
and relaxation.
But you can't deny him because he's put up videos of him working out. Like Steph Diggs not putting in the work is not something I'm worried about.
It's also a voluntary team activity. Yeah. He doesn't have to be there yet. If he was doing this during a practice, training camp where he was supposed to be at, I would then be concerned. But it's not.
Mitch, I just sent you the zoomed in of the baggie.
I think he already put it up on Twitch.
Oh, he did.
He had it up like 2 seconds ago.
If they had been in training camp and then they said, all right, we're giving you a weekend off, and then maybe you saw this, I think, all right, maybe people could then have a better leg to stand on.
Oh, attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I see it. It's just the Bible. I don't even know why everybody's going crazy.
It could have been just edibles, maybe. Say, hey, like, listen, don't take all of them.
It looks like bubble gum, like strips of bubble gum on the bottom. It doesn't look like a powder.
It could be
Big League Chew.
Yeah.
Just love the Big League Chew.
That's why he's saying don't take it all. It could get really
all
spicy. Right.
He wants them too. That's all.
On Friday, I had it all planned out. I had a really great, hurtful comment. I was going to leave a message for Curtis. And then I turned on the YouTube, and I saw him holding that beautiful, blonde, curly-headed angel like a human shield. And the phone just dropped from my hand. I couldn't do it. He's just too beautiful. You're a smart man, Curtis.
Thank you.
James gets Curtis out of a lot of negative.
Yep, that's why I had
negativity.
Him.
Yeah.
He's growing up quick, I'll tell you.
Does have a great set of hair, though. Lettuce.
Yeah.
A lot of lettuce.
Goldilocks.
You've got to watch him. He loves the water.
Oh, my God.
He loves getting very close to those
Courtney
edges.
Courtney almost had to save him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When we were leaving. I would have jumped in.
Thank you.
You put him in swimming lessons,
though? He swims every Sunday. Yeah, he's a great swimmer.
He probably could easily, you know, not You know, he's probably not going to make his way to the ladder at the, yeah. but he could stay above.
Yeah, the Montessori that's very relatable had a birthday party at the roof deck of the Ritz Building yesterday. Very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
They had a
what did that run you?
Nothing for me. Free valet parking.
So there you go.
And you go to the top, and there is a bouncy house at the roof at the penthouse.
Wow.
With views of the State House, it was quite the place.
Damn.
Yep. Wasted a lot of bread on the fish, though. I was like, hey, James, I'm over here. Can you throw some of that my way?
Frankie was the man from the landing. He set the whole thing up. God, yeah. Great time.
Great guy.
Awesome.
So nice.
Yeah, great guy. And you guys raised a ton of money for the employees of the Matunic Oyster Bar. And I think it's well over $5,000. We'll get a number today or tomorrow, and I will share that with you.
In case you all missed it this weekend, Will Fleming provided us with the greatest sound clip in human history. After Garrett Crochet's last strikeout, Will Fleming let rip the loudest oink oink we have all ever heard in our lives. Pure gold.
We need that.
Do we have it?
I have it right here for you if you'd like it, Greg.
Okay.
Swing and a miss! He got him! Cut fastball! 12 strikeouts for Crochet in his last inning of work. He strikes out the side. Oink, oink! We go to the eighth inning.
All right.
What in the hell?
Okay.
I don't get
oink,
it.
Oink, oink! We go to the eighth inning.
Striking out the sides? Is that like pig something?
I think they call Crochet like the hog or a pig.
All right. All right.
I need that one more time, the full call.
Swing and a miss! He got him! Cut fastball! 12 strikeouts for Crochet in his last inning of work. He strikes out the side. Oink! Oink! We go to the eighth inning.
All right. Is there, now I'm not 100% sure, is there a difference between a hog and a pig? Or are they...
it's the same.
All right.
That is a great question.
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah, so I don't know. I remember playing with a kid, and he was like, listen, I want to take you boar hunting. And I was like, well, is that pig hunting? He was like,
who
no.
Was it?
I forget his name.
Wild hogs are like a
what
problem,
a surprise.
I think.
Yeah, I forget his name.
I don't remember his name.
I think Sean something.
Did you play with him for many years? Or,
no, and I played with him for like a year. White
was
kid.
It Traylon Burks?
No, a white kid from Texas, and he was like, oh, you want to go hog hunting? Oh, no, wild boar hunting.
Oink, oink.
And I said, all
that's
right.
That's what the lady said we're going on the Vikings cruise.
Oink, oink.
And I said, all right, cool. What type of guns do we use? And he goes, no, we don't use guns. We just, you know, we use knives and we stalk them and jump on their back.
What?
Oink, yeah.
Oink, oink.
Oink.
And those wild boars are dangerous.
Yeah. Oink, oink.
Hogs are mature pigs, 3 right. years or older.
All right, so it's just wondering
yeah,
there.
Over 120 pounds.
And a boar is different than a...
Well, there's a sow hog and a boar hog.
All right. And so they call Crochet the big hog?
Oink, oink.
All right. Did not know that.
Wow.
This is Matt from Rhode Island. I was at the road show on Friday in Newport. I just want to say thank you guys for coming out. I had a time of my life. Also, that was the first time I hung out with my father in about 7 years, and we came together because of your show. So thank you very much.
Oink!
Oh, that
oink!
Is so oh, that's nice.
There you go. Mending some fences.
That's oh. awesome.
So him and his dad, you and Rich.
Yep.
Everything works out. Yep.
So. Me and Rich were good.
We have audio. I think it was about 11 o'clock when Worm got thrown out of the lobster bar. We have audio of that.
Oink! Oink!
What happened with Worm?
Oof.
Oink! Oink!
Did he drop a glass
yeah,
or something?
I just heard he broke a glass and then was told.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, it happened.
Yeah.
He sure did does. Tell me at a road show Springfield that he had stopped drinking. And then I did see him in Springfield with a beer, and I said, I thought you said you stopped, and he said, oh, hard alcohol.
The hard stuff, yeah.
Oh, right.
He stopped drinking the hard stuff.
So.
And which Worm is this? Because, we have two Worms.
Yeah, Worm who did the Worm in Maine last year.
Worm is the guy who showed up at the road show last year in Maine and did the Worm on the ground.
And then
oink! Oink!
And then he had the guest lead with the Bloody Mary just slowly dripping.
Yeah. And then Big Worm was on the dating show with Mary.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's original worm.
Original worm.
Yeah.
Maine, when worm in Maine, I thought Greg was going to have escorted out because he kept coming up to Greg while we were live on air and trying to have a conversation with him.
I mean, I don't mind that. I love conversating.
Yeah.
But not when we're right in the middle of doing the show.
Right.
Very excited for you guys to come to a Lorchard this weekend because I made a shirt just for the show. It says two things, Wiggy for president and Shime stinks. Have a good day.
I like that. No federal taxes for no one.
What?
I was president.
Oh, if you were president. No, taxes. No taxes.
Right.
No taxes.
All right. Excellent.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That's it?
That'll do it.
Oh.
Would you have a hot tub in the White House? Of course you would.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Isn't there a pool in the White House?
I think they filled it in or something.
Oh, because JFK famously.
Yeah, he liked to have little parties over
do
there.
Do you have to live there?
He liked to go Winnie the Pooh in the pool. Yeah. White House pool.
Do you have to live in the White House?
Huh?
I feel like Trump probably has better houses than the White House. You have to live
part
there.
Part of the job.
Yeah, right. I guess.
They want you available 24/7. No work-life balance when you're president.
Well, unless you get lost in the closet.
Shime would be upset with the useless meetings that he had to go to.
Hate those.
What's the situation room for?
As long as they bring in new mattresses, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Well, Kill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.